Welcome to The Graveyard Shift, the podcast where anything goes, as long as there's a good story to tell. Join Todd, Matt, Jimmy, and Gary as they bust myths and share advice that hopefully isn't terrible. Let's dive in.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to The Graveyard Shift, and we are happy to be here today. Hey, it's our 1 year anniversary of The Graveyard Shift. Can you believe that, guys?
We're all grown up. I had the under.
Well, I'm surprised we made it this far, to be honest
with
you.
They said it wouldn't last.
Starting to get some grays and crow's feet over the course of a year. That's great.
Well, hey, so we are excited, for your year of service. And, for that, I'll send you like a Starbucks gift card for $5. And maybe not. Won't even, but I do appreciate it. I'm sure all like 12 to 14 of our listeners also enjoy The Graveyard Shift. And actually, we're going to share a little facts and figures along the way here as we kind of recap the year. I learned a lot about what it's like to participate in a podcast, and the number one thing I'll say, it's a lot harder than it looks. But it's been great. It's been I'm just going to be selfish here for a minute and say it's been really, really rewarding to meet some people that I've just heard of over the years and spend some quality time with them, our guests, and you three gentlemen. It's been great. All right. Well, hey, as we sit here with our 1 year anniversary celebrating this this week, I just wanted to kind of go back in time because there's kind of a fun story about how this all came together with The Graveyard Shift. And Jimmy, why don't you kind of give us your recollection, and we'll have Matt and Gary and I do a little fact checking.
I recall being in New Orleans at an FDA meeting. We were at a dinner with the beautiful, amazing folks from Passari FDLIC. And there were drinks. And then a couple of excited coworkers of yours said, how about we do this podcast? Mm-hmm. And Matt, I don't think Gary was there. And Matt and I said, oh, sure, just to thing. And then here we are. I felt like it's the equivalent of someone pulling up in a van, putting a bag over your head, throwing you in the van and driving off. That's what I feel like has happened to us.
Matt, what do you remember about that night?
Pretty similar. The Passari Advisory Board does a dinner at an FDA each year, and we were there and sitting around the table. And I don't know if there was a toast or something first. And then they were, did you ever see this ESPN sports ball show? We were thinking of doing a podcast similar to that. And, it's Jimmy and I never want to say no to a good time. So, we said, what the heck, we'll do it. The rest is history. So.
Yeah. I kind of remember it. Yeah. The same discussion we were talking about, wouldn't it be funny? It's kind of like the Thursday night TNT broadcast, right? On for basketball. Gary was the conversation we were having. You're a sports guy. So, and you can be Charles Barkley. That was your role. That's why
how they got Gary. They used a sports analogy on him.
Jimmy and I had never seen it. We're like, sure, it's a great episode.
But I kind of remember it kind of – I think the tone, maybe not the exact words, kind of felt like to me, like, wouldn't it be funny if – like, wouldn't it be funny if we did a podcast?
Next thing we knew, microphones and lights showed up in the mail. Yeah. Uh-huh. I realized you were serious about it.
Yeah, that was a great. So, it's hard to believe, though, that we've had not only the episodes we've had just with this crew, but also we've had 16, 17 guests over the years. But one more thing, though, just to ask you, how would you, Gary, you kind of got roped into this. How would you, is there one word you would use to describe The Graveyard Shift?
Insanity? No, when you guys called me up, I said, this is going to be really interesting. It's either going to fail immediately or it's going to be fun to do. And it is some work, but it's been thoroughly enjoyable. I love hanging around with all three of you. And it's been fun kind of – it's also been educational, frankly, for me, getting some of the perspectives from the three of you that I didn't really expect. So, I'm really glad I did it. I had no idea what I was signing up for.
Well, the good news is we can still fail. It just won't be immediately. We're beyond the fail immediately.
We are Carl Melinda on the tightrope.
Yes, absolutely.
The longer it lasts, the more painful the crash in the end of the day.
Yes, exactly. So, Matt, what you have a word that you would use?
Well, I'm just glad Gary didn't say liability. He has a much larger board and legal team, so that makes me feel more confident about what we're doing. I would say fun. I mean, it's I always try to keep a growth mindset, and there's an ability to learn more and do better. I've always tried to do that in funeral service. I think it keeps you energized and excited to do stuff. So we get to chat with some very smart people on here who, you know, fill in weaknesses that I have, and I get to learn stuff on a regular basis and do it with people who are fun to do it with. So, you know, I think it's just been fun.
Cool. All right. Jimmy, you have a word or a phrase?
I'm not sure I would have a phrase. I mean, I was there for the free drinks, never knew that we would actually be doing a podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
It's cool. We show up and get to talk to my friends and then have other friends and other folks within our profession and our space. And it's exceeded my expectations. I've enjoyed it very much. But to piggyback on these guys, it is a lot more work than I thought it was going to be. So it's not like you just can turn on your computer and film this bad boy and it happens.
Oh.
I mean, the behind
yes, you can. You do it right, Jimmy. Let me tell you.
It's possible. Behind the scenes and all the folks at Passari and FD that are doing this stuff before and after is just, you wrap your mind around it. It's a lot of people. So,
well, now it's going to come up later in the episode or not, Todd, but I know that we are, I believe, the most award-winning podcast in the death care space. And when they announced the award and they had the list of everybody that works on the podcast behind the scenes to put it together and, you know, put a quality product out, I mean, it just goes to show just how much, you know, goes into it behind the scenes. And there's a, you know, great production staff that makes us look far better than we are.
Absolutely. There's actually about a dozen people.
The weakest link is the participants.
They must be like, this would be great if it wasn't for that.
Joke's on you.
I would say that the editor has the biggest challenge, you know, the post-production editors.
Who's that AI actress that's getting Hollywood all nervous and worried? It's like, next season we'll be gone and they'll just have like AI bots talking and interviewing people that they could control.
That'd be a fun episode. We could study all this video and then do a whole episode AI driven. That'd be hilarious. But I don't want to do it because they would risk irrelevance real quickly for this cast. So.
If you have Alexa and haven't asked it to roast you yet, do that. That's some fun.
I need to do that. Yeah, to bring up to Matt's point, you know, we were really surprised. We found out right around the time of the NFDA convention in Chicago that we were awarded, shockingly, the W3, and that means something in the podcast. Well, I'm learning a lot about podcasting, that the best branded podcast or segment, we were a silver winner for the Graveyard Shift. So it is – that was, you know, quite an honor to actually have people listening, and other people besides us actually taking stock of what's out there. But hey, you know, we've had some great guests. Why don't we talk about some of the I don't want to say best guests. That might not be the right terminology, but maybe most interesting and impactful guests that we've had. Throw some if you walk down memory lane, you know, what do you guys think of some of the guests we've had?
I think we came out of the gate strong with Tom Antrim talking about, you know, technology. John Horan's sharing his experience from owner to selling to corporate to owner. You know, the CEOs, when we had Chris Kruger and Jake Johnson was very thought-provoking. Awesome. Chris Seal talking about leadership. I mean, there's no shortage of learning and takeaways that I've had. Martha Thayer talking about training. It's been a great first season, I think, in terms of our guests.
Yeah. Any other comments from you guys?
Guest donning football helmets at the end of the episode.
Jamie Tepig, man, that was a classic moment with the Texas A&M helmet there.
She knew her audience well with us on that.
Absolutely. And I want to hearken us back to Nadira's episode where she shared just so heartfelt the way
her story.
The impact of this profession on her personally. Yeah. Man, that was a moving episode.
Yeah, I would agree. That was probably number one. I knew the story. I mean, I actually went to the funeral. But yeah, she and I have become very close because I've been working in the ICCFA leadership now for, I think, 15 years. And she's an absolutely magnificent person. I thought that was great. And I thought the Chris Seal episode, that's when I teach at the university, trying to wrap your mind around culture and how you build it, how you keep from destroying it. That's a hard topic. And I thought that episode, I was worried it wasn't going to come off well, and I thought it really did.
Yeah, agreed.
There's no cruise control for leadership.
No. Right. Good stuff. All right. Hey, one of the things that comes up from time to time, it came up with, I think, on the episode with Chris. You guys have all this, every now and then you will see under your name on the podcast, if you're watching it on YouTube, which by the way, is the number one place people actually participate in the podcast is on YouTube. Didn't know you knew that. Now you do. So, today I'm the keep them on track guy, but you guys sometimes put up there this thing about, Colonel Bailey and Colonel Lucas and Colonel Freitag and Colonel Seal. Share what's that all about?
Well, it's the highest honor that the governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky can give out as a civilian honor. It is honorary and civilian. It is not military, even though it has in historical roots. It has some ties to early American leadership. But every governor sets their own standards. There have been some who've been very liberal with it, obviously, based upon the current cast, and there have been some who tend to be very strict about it and don't give that many out, but it's given for noteworthy accomplishments, for community service, for deeds benefiting the state or nation. It makes one an honorary aide-de-camp to the governor, and it is an appointment for life. So, depending on who's in office, you don't lose it. So, and there is a tie to a nonprofit that is designed to help, foster life and charitable causes within Kentucky. So, I know some folks in the profession have received it because they became president of a regional or state association. Some people have received it because I was nominated by a Kentucky colonel for helping to donate PPE during the global pandemic. I mean, there's different causes and reasons where it comes from for different folks. But we have fun with it. I mean, we get our paraphernalia and use our titles. And the worst, not worst, but one morning, Jimmy and I and Gary were a part of a study group, and I walked into the morning to say good morning, and Jimmy said it to me, or I said it to him, but it was like, good morning, Colonel. And I said, and then as we said it, Colonel Jack Lechner, retired U.S. Army, former superintendent of Arlington National Cemetery, Bronze Star recipient, was sitting there, and he looked up. And like quite naturally, because that's how he was greeted for, forever. And we had kind of a moment. So the next meeting, we nominated him to the governor, and he was awarded a Kentucky colonelship. So we call him Colonel Jack Lechner.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
You can't board the airplane early. That's stolen valor if you do that. So.
Well, there's another kind of recurring theme on the graveyard shift. It does have to do with Jimmy, right? So I think we, in the previous episode, we did clear up some of the mystery around it. But my favorite quote, I'm just going to have to say, in episode 6, Dr. Melanie Carr, when she's talking about workplace burnout, she said, quote, I quote, "The amount of time you spent on your PhD, Jimmy spent at community college." Oh, goodness. So, Gary, there's been some running conversations also about you not being a licensed funeral director, but you did go to Harvard. How would a Harvard graduate respond to a statement like that?
Oh, Jimmy Christmas. I don't know how many times I have admitted on this podcast I could never be a funeral director. I would be terrible at it. But to the last episode, Jimmy, I love my spreadsheets. They're the comforting, warming blanket I come to work to every day.
You have the coffee cup that says "freak in the sheets." I know you do.
Some people go tanning. Gary puts Excel up on the monitor, the giant monitor. And...
So, Gary, do you regret sharing your choice of graduate schools with this group?
No, not at all. I don't lead with it, but I don't run from it either. So, if you want to know where I went to school, what I normally say when I speak nationally or they read my bio as I say, that I am proof that even great academic institutions make admission errors.
So if there were a scholarship endowed in your name at Harvard, what would that scholarship be?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
I mean, well, let's ask Jimmy that or Matt that question. How would you memorialize Gary Freitag in a scholarship?
Whoops.
Whoops. Scholarship.
His nickname, obviously, Dribble.
Oh, man. Oh, that's great. Hey, you know, one of the episodes that we talked about was just kind of unpacking some of the misconceptions that funeral people deal with and all the time in funeral service and dealing with the public, right? So, Matt, you had a great comment there where, you know, it was like, you know, you must be sad all the time. You know, I think that's one thing I've really enjoyed about the year on the graveyard shift here is that I think the choice of making a very serious subject more fun to talk about and listen about and learn from. But Gary had this thing where he said, aren't funeral directors always so serious and dour? So, Jimmy, do you need a second to Google the word dour?
Hang on.
All right. And Jimmy's was golly, which is you learn that in Texas. You must really be rich. But what other misconceptions? Do you guys remember what other misconceptions we may have thrown heard? And what kind of myths are we busting right now?
I think that we just fall asleep upright in a coffin wearing a suit. I mean, someone calls it 1:01 a.m. on Christmas morning and wants to ask, what happened to the, I can't find my mom's obit online. It's not from 1977. Yeah. Could you send it over to me? if we had Pasari in 1977, we'd be able to do that for you. Unfortunately, we did not back then.
I wanted, one of the more fun things, because it actually, and now this all makes sense. Last episode, Matt shared that, he had dreams of being an on-camera weatherman, right? So we're going to go to NFDA. We did the little bit of those person on street style interviews. And I don't know if you guys know this, but just on LinkedIn, and that doesn't include the other social platforms, that got 133,000 impressions.
Really?
Ooh, crap.
Yeah.
I was up really late that night, clicking on it over and over again.
That was a lot of fun. You could see the look in people's eyes as we were walking around. It was either, please don't come here.
Or please don't engage me.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was great. I don't remember it was who interviewed the skeleton. I don't know if that was Gary or someone. And then Matt interviewing the dog, the therapy dog. That was a classic.
Yeah. That guy was so cute.
Yeah. So, it's hard to believe this. We're getting some stats here. It's like the average podcast has, that are on these platforms gets a couple hundred unique listeners. It's hard to believe, and this has really been humbling, is to know that we've had over 10,000 listeners listen to a podcast.
Whoa. These people have too much time on their hands.
guys, we got to straighten up. We got to take this serious.
Well, and shockingly, some of those are repeat listeners. So, there might be, one person listening 10,000 times, but our very first episode had over 1,200 total views and listeners. And then John Horan, our friend John, he was actually, his episode is the number 2 episode on the podcast.
He knows a lot of people. I bet it got tagged him on LinkedIn and everyone probably listened to it. Yeah.
What's he doing now?
And here's what's crazy is, guess what if you read this, the material I sent you in advance, which this could be a new information, especially for Jimmy, but our open rate just on the emails for the podcast, would you guess?
If I had a guess, Todd.
Yeah. What would that guess be, Matt?
I'd say like 40.5%, maybe 40.51.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Holy,
which is really good. Hats off to the Graveyard Shift marketing team with Pasari. And what's crazy is Gary. You remember you telling the story about the dead butterflies?
Yep.
And that one that for sure had the best open rate when the title is "Dead Butterflies and AI." So.
To our listeners, you're a bunch of weirdo freaks.
And the one that got the most clicks, just Shift 19. It's another great title. Glass Eyes, Magic Wands, and Misconceptions.
They do have that team comes up with some good subject lines.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're doing a great job. And really, I like it's, you know, someone asked this question, what have you heard in the wild? What kind of feedback do you get out there when you're going to meetings and doing your stuff? What do you hear out there?
I was really surprised. The first thing I went to, like, profession-wide gathering, I think after we launched, was the ICCFA experience. And I was just walking around on the floor, and just random people who I've never met before would tell me they listen to the podcast and they enjoy it. There was someone, you know, a gentleman who is in the men's clothing business who was on the floor there. And I was like, are you a funeral director? Like, maybe it's a side hustle or something like that. And he's like, no. He's like, I just like to keep my finger on the pulse of the profession and the people that I work with. And I just really enjoy what you guys have to say. And I was really kind of, I was like, holy moly, people actually are listening to this thing. We better read these notes ahead of time.
I was same thing. Someone said, hey, you're the guy on the, that podcast. I'm like, oh shit, people are same. I went home and told Jennifer, I'm like, I'm going to have to spend a little bit more time on this, I think, before we just fire up the computer.
Jimmy goes home, hey, honey, I just want you to know I'm a pretty big deal.
I don't know if you're aware of this.
Jennifer has also told us that we need to spend more time on it sometimes. Or
I told Jennifer what we were doing on our last podcast, and she said, I think we should just have Matt Bailey talk with his silky, sexy voice for a whole podcast.
Ooh.
She texted that to Matt and me, like, in a group text. I'm like, oh, oh, oh.
Why was she throwing a shot across your bow this morning, Jimmy Lucas? That's what I want to know.
So, Gary, what have you been hearing out there?
The most frequent word I get is from my employees who immediately go, you have a podcast? The board let you have a podcast? Are they out of their minds?
That checks out.
But no, it's been random. I don't tend to attend as many of the funeral director oriented association meetings, so it's a little less frequent. But yeah, I've gotten into it, and I've got nothing but positive comments that they find it entertaining and educational, which is exactly what we were shooting for from episode one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so what I heard a couple things over the years. So after our early pod, I actually went home this summer for a family reunion, and I'm fortunate to come from a big family. I have I have 46 first cousins.
Oh, right? My goodness.
What I found is that's really good for podcast listenership, because I had three of my cousins had a little family event at my mother's 80th birthday party. Say, I listened to that podcast and, you know, and keep it coming. So, but they're learning, and they're not funeral people. You know, they're just, you know, and they enjoy it. And that was kind of fun to see, you know. So, and if I add my mom to the listenership, we're up to four. You know, so that's been fun. But actually, this happened last week. I don't think I shared this with you guys, but I was in Los Angeles last week, sitting in a funeral home, and we're talking about leadership and management and a couple of things. And the funeral home, the president of the funeral home, said that episode that you guys had last on the unfuneral, or the, you know, that one, he said, when I heard that, I had every one of our staff people listen to that at our funeral home and cemetery. And it's like, that's really humbling to think that we would come up with something that would be beneficial, you know, and still have as much fun as we're having. So
I was talking to a colleague, you know, from Rhode Island once, and he said something very similar. He said, my wife and I asked our entire team to listen to an episode because we thought it was relevant to our operation and what we're doing. And yeah. I mean, that was just really cool to hear that people find some value in our ramblings and think our insight matters.
Yeah, it does. Well, I appreciate. I think our listeners, and we've gotten some great feedback over the year from our listeners. And just you know, it's kind of funny. I was standing in the entryway of our building here in Abilene, and we had guests coming in, and I was I was the guest came in the front door, and I was talking, and they didn't know my face, but they said, "That voice. That's that voice from the podcast." And that's very humbling. But I think it's really, we've had great advice and great feedback from our listeners. Tom Parmalee, you know, he's done several articles in funeralvision.org. So thanks, Tom, you know, for the shout outs. And he's been really kind and gracious with his feedback. But, you know, we do take one thing I think we should be a little bit proud of is we take our listener feedback seriously. But my favorite bit of a listener, the listener in Pennsylvania who wrote in and said, "Remind Jimmy to blow on his wine in his coffee cup to make it look hot. Great podcast. Keep it going."
That was my personal favorite as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Jimmy, the secret is you just tie a empty tag on.
It's funny, when we were in NFDA in Chicago, that listener came by the booth. He said, "I'm the guy who made that comment." So it was great to meet that person. But hey, you know, here's some other feedback. We actually sent out, I don't know, you guys, we didn't tell you we're doing this. We sent out a survey this week and got some listener feedback. And I included some screenshots here. You know, and again, I'm not trying to sprain my shoulder, you know, patting anyone on the back here, including myself, but, you know, it's just so grateful for the people who have provided feedback and helped guide the show. But I like this one, subtle flex, but I've watched every episode. let's see here. I think this one really captures what we were talking, when we were talking about this in New Orleans at that dinner. One of the things I think we said was we want to be reverently irreverent or irreverently reverent, right? You know, that we can make fun of each other, but boy, we really don't want to make fun of the profession or the families that we serve, you know, or our people that work in our organizations. But this captured loving the podcast, all caps. Great resource, informative, and delivered in a fun way. And thanks for your hard work. So whoever wrote that, said that, that's awesome. Thank you. I like this one. Keep up the great work, everyone. Even Jimmy, ...
It's just because he makes it look easy.
Don't worry, your check's in the mail.
I'm here to make you guys look good.
Nailed it.
I love this one. It's kind of, it's kind of funny because it's great, diverse group. Four old white guys. One middle-aged white guy. Great diverse group. Their backgrounds in geographical diversity is appreciated. But I do want to say we've tried to really encourage, you know, different viewpoints on the show. We've had some great guests who have really provided great insight in that area. They're all great, but Jimmy was the best, Jimmy. That was actual listener feedback.
I didn't know that you guys would let me get that through when I submitted it.
Yeah, we should look at IP addresses a little more carefully. So anyways, this one I think talks to it too, is, hey, the great dynamic amongst all of you, but the reverence for what you do. You know, you have reverence for what you do, but at the same time, you don't take yourself seriously. And we can look back on past mistakes with a little humor and reflection. I hope it grows, and y'all deserve it. So I added the y'all part because that's the Texas coming out. But that, I think that sums it up.
That despite the fact that we joke around and pick fun at each other and make fun of the profession at times, we do take it very seriously. And there's a lot of mutual respect in the among the four people here. We all know each other well, and the commitment to excellence and moving the profession forward. So we're having fun with it, but we love jabbing each other occasionally just a little air out of the ego balloon. And that's you're right. Nobody on this podcast takes themselves too seriously. That's absolutely true. So we're hoping to make a positive contribution just in a different way. And hopefully people are taking some of the ideas we put forward and trying to take it home to their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jimmy, what would you say to our listeners, or what are you going to say to our listeners?
We'll see what I'm going to say on the next episode of Graveyard.
Please call someone and get some help.
Season two.
I think you talking, Todd, and some of the feedback is very humbling. I had not read that page three yet. Is that we do joke around a lot, but as far as the seriousness to our profession, there's been no outtakes on that because of where our hearts are aligned on how serious we take those folks that walk in through our front door that we're here to help and serve. But yeah, the fact that we've been able to balance that with our humor, which is you get us out of our work life and let us come together. That's a whole different podcast, which is a great time when we're all able to connect. So melding those together beautifully, the Graveyard Shift crew members that make this what it is. I think wrapping my mind around that, how many people it has really taken to do this podcast. And then this episode, hearing you throw these stats out there, Todd, that's pretty heavy, actually.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, one thing it's interesting is there's over 4.5 million podcasts that have been produced, and only less than 10% of them actually get regular updates to episodes. So the fact that I think that you guys have managed to help this thing hang together and that our listeners have appreciated it says, you know, that I think there's a lot. And I always believe this. I think our best days in funeral service are still ahead of us. You know, I think we've got a great future, and it's fun to play a little bit of a role in that. But Matt, what would you say to our listeners?
Thanks. It's a lot of fun. I think hopefully we come across is genuine. One of my favorite lines ever was Tim Collison, CEO of Dodge, said to someone once who's one of the people kind of on the speaking circuit nonstop was, he's like, you know, there's a lot of experts in this profession. And I think we hopefully are not coming from a position that we know it all or we're doing it better than anybody else. We're in the trenches like everybody else is. We're learning every day. We're trying to be better, but we're passionate about what we do. And, you know, I think we all believe that we're better when everybody's better. And, you know, our hope is that the listeners could take something from these conversations and learn along with us to do a better job serving families. Because when someone 11 states away from me has a funeral that is meaningful and touching and healing and helps people, and someone from my community is attending it or they're watching the live stream of it, it's showing them what's possible, and it helps me out back where I am too. So we're all connected in this. We're experiencing some challenges in our profession right now that we got together. And if we're going to move beyond it and get in a better place, we're going to have to do that together too.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, we've got some our Graveyard Shift, some of our behind the scenes team, our producers, and we'll call them producers. Sounds like a big word. I don't know what they're our Graveyard Shift,
Minions.
Our backup gig band. now we know why.
That was Gary, by the way, that said that. For those
people with power of editing.
For those executive producers listening, that was Gary.
Man, if there's a blooper reel put together now, it's going to be fire.
Yeah.
Well, three out of the four of us made it to season two.
Cats, your vote for the next person.
I was going to say, don't worry, we'll screw it up. Here it is. Bam.
Put out his torch.
All right. Well, hey, our people decided to put together some awards. They gave me these little things here with the Graveyard Shift logo, almost as good as Jimmy's t-shirt design. And they're superlatives. So whatever comedian does that superlatives, one of the talk shows. I have not seen these yet, so this will be as much of a surprise for me as it is for everyone else. And I think this goes, we'll see how this goes. All right. So yeah, this first one is, let's see here. Some of them were voted on by listeners. Others were carefully curated by analyzing hours of episode content.
Oh my God.
That's a weasel clause right there. They're trying to blame the listeners for making fun of us.
But what I'd like to see is the texts that everyone sends secretly when we're talking, making fun of each other while the show's going on. That would be a good episode, too.
No one's going to ever see that text thread. Mm-hmm.
I used to have an episode where studio chat and the producer talking to each other, like a Mystery Science Theater episode, where they're like, here he goes again.
All right. Well, they put these in order. I'm, you know, and I'm just going to go through the order. All right, that they're on my desk. I'm not really sure what order they're supposed to be in. All right. So, superlative number one, the Ringmaster Award for getting everyone back on track when they went off the rails. So, all right.
Does it say
I got a big laugh?
Is that you? Does it say who it was?
Oh, that's yes for me. That was me.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. You know how this works.
All right.
Thanks for the cliffhanger.
All right. I think Amanda said that these would be, some of these would be, the first one kind of innocuous, the second one a little more, I think she used the term biting.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, yeah. Well, we'll see. We're about to find out. So this is superlative number two for me.
Ooh, it's got branding on it. Time.
What's that?
It's got branding on the paper there.
Yeah.
Got the well, that's how we roll at the graveyard shift, you know.
Number two.
I don't know if there's an order for these.
All right, so this one says most likely to say yeah, awesome in response to a takeaway.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's Todd too.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So, all right. Well, that was a good one. All right, Matt, we got you here. All right. Well, here it is. All right, Matt, you've been awarded by our staff here the Sage Snark Award.
Ooh.
So responding with sarcasm at every opportunity and somehow still offering insightful commentary.
Somehow. So,
actually, Sage Snark is the fragrance I wear for...
Here's a good example. They actually quoted from some of the video footage. I said to you, Matt, you need a sarcasm emoji over your head. And you said, nope, going to keep them guessing.
Matt's poor family.
Oh, man. All right. I feel like Johnny Carson and Karnak says here, cutting the envelope.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. All right. So, we're also awarding Matt Bailey the little picture here with Matt. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
Most likely to wish he were the director of the podcast.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just the clapboard guy. I don't need that responsibility.
That train would have come off the tracks a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jimmy, your turn, buddy. All right, let's see what our staff has pulled from the archives.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, there we go. The Curveball Award for derailing the conversation the most.
I got a question.
before we go any further, Todd.
Yeah. So, and Matt, you're right on this. So, and for being most likely to start talking about something completely unrelated to the topic at hand. So,
I'm going fishing this weekend.
So, we actually have a quote from Jimmy. One of our viewers was saying they liked my stapler.
Still there.
Do you want to know who said that? Any guesses, Gary? Gary's significant other.
Really?
Said, I love your red stapler on your desk.
Really? I had no idea.
Yes. So it's prominently displayed next to what I make all important decisions with, my magical eight ball.
What percentage should I go up on my basic service?
Let's see if I'm going to derail the rest of this sucker here.
Too early to tell.
Gary, you could Gary, you could work that the magic eight ball into your leadership training at ICCFA.
I got it.
Someone from the FTC is watching. That has prices on the inside of it, and that's how.
Wendy Wiener just fell out of her chair.
All right, so, Jimmy, we got your second superlative here. Shocked it's you. I thought it'd be Gary. Most likely to make a joke that got cut during post-production.
Oh, you shitting me? That's like number one.
I'm disappointed in me.
We all are, Gary. We all are.
Take a number. You're in the back of the line.
Gary's competitive side is about to come out.
This is how your parents must have felt.
He asked if we would do this. He said, you're only going to have about 4 minutes worth of material because you're going to have to cut everything we say.
Oh, man. All right. So, Gary, all right. You've been awarded by our amazing podcast, Graveyard Shift staff here, the Storyteller Award for sharing the wildest true stories imaginable, each one ending with a life lesson we didn't need to know.
Perfect. I'm glad I didn't play Minions before they wrote these.
May God have mercy on your soul.
So this is a quote from an episode. A fight erupted. Guns were drawn in the funeral home. Many of them We were unaware there were at least 5 undercover cops as part of the funeral party. So, yeah, true story.
Yep.
Now, that's intrigue. So we'll have our listeners go back, and if they didn't listen to that episode, that was a good story. And a life lesson contained
in it. Yes.
And we didn't need to know the life lesson, but thanks anyways.
We all won't tell you which episode it was in, just to force drives and clicks to the various.
Somewhere between episode 5 and 17.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, so your final one, superlative here, Gary, is most likely to have a technology difficulty and make a comment that shows his age. So we got some quotes.
Not bad for a 32-year-old man.
Yeah. Shift 1, and now from the old-timer. All right. Shift 4, those young whippersnappers. Yeah, and I think I said this as Gary wants to explain to our millennial funeral directors what a phone book is. So, awesome.
I never knew Spring Grove was in Mayberry.
Yes. Well, Cincinnati Yellow Pages are still pulling.
Oh, that was good. Right here.
All right. Well, hey, let's just briefly, and then we'll wrap up here. But tell us, let's start with Gary. Share a story about some of the share story. They were in a danger zone here. How the graveyard shift got its name. You know, remember that was a fun episode.
Oh my gosh.
Our very first one.
We kicked around, what, 15 different names that might or might not work. Some of them were too close to other podcast names. But I like the double entendre of, and I think everybody did, of graveyard shift with the F falling off the out of the word. Because it's.
I never noticed that.
there you go. Because we knew we were trying to make, it was both serious and funny, and that's sort of the point, getting the double entendre in there. So that's my best recollection of how that, I don't even know whose idea it was, but it was definitely, I think, the best of the things we considered.
Yeah. So, hey, I want to just say this, just to wrap it up. I just want to thank our listeners. I think, I think you got a bunch of people tuning in. You know, I think they come for the fun, but I think they stay because you guys are awesome with the insight that you provide about this profession. I just want to say thank you guys for your willingness to spend the time prepping and doing the work and your willingness to really, I think the most, I think encouraging thing is to share even the things that didn't go well in your businesses and with your people. Because I think that's a great learning lesson when something doesn't go right, and then you learn from it. So I just want to say thanks.
Yeah, and in honor of our first full season, the first 50 people that email the graveyard shift at Passari.com will get a free T-shirt mailed to them at their home.
Signed by Gary.
Editing crew.
Thanks, Matt. I think we just made a commitment to our listeners that if you put their home address in there, I think we should do that.
Fathead poster of Matt Bailey.
Or we'll sell them. We'll sell them instead, and then all profits will go to the Funeral Service Foundation, so Jimmy could have a little bit of an easier life in the next 12 months. You know.
All right, but I think I agree. I think we should do something for those listeners who prove they made it all the way to the end of an episode. Should get a reward of some sort.
If we see you wearing the shirt on the next convention floor, you'll get some free Passari steak rub.
It's more difficult than continuing education.
Exactly. Hey, guys, I just want to say thanks. I want to thank our listeners again. Thanks for 1 year. We're looking forward to another year. Keep your ideas coming. Please email us at thegraveyardshift@passari.com, and we'll be happy to take a look at your feedback. If you got ideas for guests, topics you'd like for this group to explore, let us know. We are happy to consider all ideas. And with that, I just want to say thanks. Hope you thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next graveyard shift.
Thank
everyone.
You too, Todd. You've done a great job keeping this thing on the rails.
It's been the most adequate podcast I've been part of.
Absolutely.
Paso menos.